Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on the 15th of February, Friday the 15th of February. Back to the sort of old format. I've got a bit to run through, so I'll do that for those who just want to listen to bet information. And then I've got a few bits and explanations to cover it later on. So there is no horse today. Again, not my sort of racing that's come out, and we're getting there, but it will probably be, I would think, sort of Monday, Tuesday before I'm back involved, but I will look every day. The golf was suspended last night, rather strange. They sort of started, then they suspended it and wiped the people who'd started scores. Then they started again. Like one guy parred the first, was wiped clean, and he eagled it. I've not seen that before in my time that I can remember, all a bit bizarre, but they did get started from a fresh start. And they did, sorry, that's my phone going off. And then they suspended it for darkness. So Matsuyama's sitting in one over, I think, and Scott, I'm not sure it even started. So nothing doing there. I will look at that a bit later on. Mentions for this weekend in the UK for sort of lower league stuff. Home team, Sunderland 1.76 currently versus Accrington. Charlton 1.98 versus Blackpool, both those in League 1. And in League 2, Forest Green 1.71 versus Yeovil. Three homes there that I like the look of. You can play them whatever way you wish, back them, back to lay. But they're three that I've got some value in that I like the look of over the weekend. For the aways, Cheltenham 3.2 away at Grimsby. Grimsby are 2.32. Colchester 2.16 away at Macclesfield, and I'm not just picking Macclesfield because Sol Campbell manages there. There's value in the Colchester price, in my opinion. And a rather big price one, Queen's Park away to Peterhead. 6 point something is too big. So those are the mentions, and how you play them again is up to you. What I would I'll tell you for the aways, for example, I will be laying Grimsby and I will be laying Peterhead, and I will probably back Colchester. So I'll probably back Colchester, maybe back to lay if they take the lead. And Grimsby and Peterhead, again, I will probably just lay those and I'll see how they're going. I may trade that and remove any loss. If things are going my way, but the difference being that Macclesfield are a bigger price to lay, so I'll take the back on Colchester, where Grimsby and Peterhead as the home teams are both layable prices. So the away teams are Cheltenham, Colchester and Queen's Park. Of those, I will probably back Colchester, and then I will lay the two home teams, Grimsby and Peterhead, is how I will probably play those tomorrow when there's a bit more money in the market. In the Dutch Eredivisie tonight, I like the look of Ado Den Haag again versus Zwolle, and that will probably be a back to lay. Den Haag's figures make their recent results look a little bit unlucky, and Zwolle's figures make their recent results look a little bit lucky, and I have Den Haag quite superior, so I'm going to get involved in that. I think they're round about even money-ish. I'm not 100% certain on that one. I didn't make a note of the price. So I'll just have a quick look for you on the exchange, just so that you've got some idea of a price to enter at. Okay, oh, they're 2.64 Den Haag, so they're 2.64. So yeah, that'll probably be a back to lay, and that kicks off at 7 o'clock this evening. Two trades for you, both at 7:30. In Paderborn versus Köln in the German Bundesliga 2, the lay under 3.5 price is far too short, so I will be laying under 3.5. It's about 2.2, and I like these trades. These are ones, obviously, you need four goals to lose, and you've got plenty of time to get your position. So I will be looking for sort of 30-40% profit, hopefully, out of that. And you only really get in trouble if they come out like Lewis Hamilton and at the races and bang the goals in. So Paderborn versus Köln, I'll be laying over 3.5. It is 2.18 currently. Laying over 3.5, not laying, I think I said under earlier. And in Poland, Piast Gliwice versus Lech Poznan. If I've said that right, I'll be amazed. The standard over 1.5, I'll be waiting about 20 minutes and then I will back over 1.5 goals, two or three bets through to 34, 35 minutes, and I will trade that, removing liability first. So just to run you through it, no horse. Golf will have an update tomorrow after they've got going. Two trades, Paderborn versus Köln, laying over 3.5 goals, currently 2.18, and Piast Gliwice versus Lech Poznan in Poland, backing over 1.5 goals after sort of 20 minutes if it's 0-0. Mentions for the weekend, home teams Sunderland, Charlton and Forest Green, away teams Cheltenham, Colchester and Queen's Park, and in the Dutch Eredivisie tonight, ADO Den Haag home to Zwolle as a back to lay. So those of you who want the bets, there you go, off you go, and you can do your thing. As I've mentioned on Twitter this morning, I started recording the blog last night, and it's coming along nicely. That'll be out probably Tuesday afternoon. But I saw something on Twitter yesterday that I actually agree with and liked, and I just want to mention it quickly today as we go into a weekend of betting. And it was by somebody who I think a bit like myself likes to say things as they are, and I know it's not always popular, and I don't follow a lot of people on Twitter that I actually pay a lot of attention to, but a statement from Dionysius, which means Dennis or Denise, apparently, in it's from the Greek in English. And he sort of basically said, do what works. And that, I'm just getting the exact tweet up, sorry, that's why I'm a bit there. I often say to others, when it comes to betting and trading, do whatever the fuck works. Some like stats, some compare odds to exchanges, some watch games, some use some scanner thing, which I don't know what that is. But if you make money year after year, who cares how it's done? And I have to say, I agree with that. I think Twitter, whilst I use it, and I use it mostly tongue-in-cheek, I use it to cleanse myself when ranting about Tottenham, and really I use it to catch up on news and have a quick read sort of in the morning and when I go to bed, and engage with people on some sort of format because I'm stuck in an office all day on my own. But it is a bit of a cesspit of a place. And the thing that amazes me a lot with it is how so many people, certainly in the betting field, worry what other people are doing and concentrate what other people are doing. And, oh, look at him, he's betting £10,000 stakes, and they're almost like getting off on it. And I think, why don't you worry what you're doing and worry about you making money rather than what other people do? It is full of garbage. It's full of pointless screenshots where people who don't want to teach but almost want to boast and be there. It's full of slime balls who do want to rip you off. It's full of people who try and pretend they're your friend because they want your email address because they want to sell you something, when back what they actually do is talk shit for hours on end. And it drives me absolutely mad. And that tweet does sum everything up. Do what works for you. You shouldn't worry what I'm doing. People who've been to my seminars, I always say, don't worry what I'm doing. Don't worry what I stake. I'm happy staking around £1,000, £2,000. I don't look at people who stake £10,000 and sit thinking, I've got to be doing that. I wonder, oh, why can't I do that? I stake at a level I like to stake that provides me with a nice income and has seen me win well over seven figures multiple times over 13 years. I don't need to do anything else. I do what I do. When I go to bed at night, I go to bed not worrying a flying squirrel's twazzle what anybody else has done. I worry exactly what I've done. Have I traded the way I set out to trade? Have I executed things how I wanted to execute them? And can I put my head on the pillow knowing I've done the absolute best for me and my family? And I think if you guys spent a bit more time worrying about what you're doing and a bit less about what other people are doing, including me, and scouting around trying to have every bet, you'd probably do a bit better. So I'm going to cover lots of stuff in the blog rant next week. But I think what you need to do, you know, all of you, good advice, is to sit down and actually look at where you're at, what you do, why you do it. Are you a trader? Are you a better? What your mindset is? What affects you? What's your bankroll? What's your stake limit that you're comfortable with? And what actually works for you? I've stood in seminar rooms and said to people, if you lay the draw, don't trade out at the end. You know, if I've laid the draw, if I've got a set and forget system, lay the draw, Tottenham versus Leicester, and it's 2-0 at the end, I let it run. I've said to people, let it run, because there's no merit long-term financially trading out. But on the flip side of that, I had somebody tell me quite rightly, if I lose that, I struggle to handle it. So I trade out and leave no loss, because when I go to bed at night, I feel better doing that. Who am I to tell them that's wrong? If that's what works for them and they can make a profit doing it, and it's not, you know, yes, it will affect their figures compared to mine, but if they're still turning a profit and they're making something work for them, who am I to sit and say, don't do that? Just because I win doing another way doesn't. There are lots of ways to win. You know, we've got people who want to systemize everything. Can't be done. We've got people on Twitter in particular and elsewhere, and people email me that, oh, it's got to be mathematically perfect. This, no, it hasn't. It hasn't. It's got to be able to make a profit. The bottom line isn't there. And you tend to find that people who can't do teach and preach, that ultimately this game, only one thing counts. The only thing that I need to say to my wife, kids, this, that and the other, is I've made XYZ money. And that is the only thing that matters. How I did it really doesn't matter. It's literally a matter of, if I start the month with zero and I end the month with $5,000, have I won that? Yes, good, lovely. If I start the month with zero and end the month with minus $5,000, I've clearly done something wrong. You've got to do what works for you. So that's my sort of little rant and bit of advice. There will be more next week, but hopefully some of you look at what you're doing. Stop worrying so much what other people do. It really doesn't matter. You know, I will always give advice. I'll give advice freely whenever I can, via email. You have to be patient because I get hundreds, but the best advice I can give you at the minute, looking at what I'm seeing, is I like that tweet. Do what works. And if you've got something that's working, don't change it. Don't worry what other people do, because it really doesn't matter. What these idiots or these posers or these numpties or these people like me who come across as maybe brash and flash, whatever, it doesn't matter what we do or what they do. All that matters, the most important person, is you. And there's lots of ways to skin a cat. And if you can do it and make a living, that's all that matters. Cut the noise out from anybody else. Okay, that's that little bit over. Just to say, I think the Paderborn Colne bet is a great value bet. I had massive value in that. So laying the under 3.5, I'll be disappointed if we don't get a trade out of that. Obviously, things are on our side that they've got to try and score 4 goals. So these are sort of trades that I'm going to try and give you a bit more of going forward. Pest Gilvici versus Lech Poznan, good value in the over 1.5. I'm just letting us get 20 minutes, get a better price. Not getting better value, I'll cover that another time. Just a better price, a price I like to bet at. So hopefully we get to 20 minutes with no goals. The rest I will then cover further tomorrow. You know, we've got the English bets. Ado Den Haag, good value, as I've said. I think they've been a bit unfortunate in some of their results from my figures. And Zvolle have been a bit fortunate, so that's a back to lay. See the market. I'll check the markets on those mentions in our leagues tomorrow, but I will be playing those, as I say. And obviously we'll have an update on the golf and maybe some horses tomorrow. So once again, thanks for listening. Do what is right for you out of that information. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do with it, whether to bet it, do whatever you like. You know, if you've got one little thing over the weekend, have a look at what you're doing and make some notes and streamline it and see what actually works for you. What makes you ultimately feel good about yourself? Go to bed at night thinking, I've done the right thing here. And you know, there's lots of things you can do right in betting, keeping records, managing banks, etc. And we'll cover more of that. But the most important thing, the biggest thing that will determine whether you win or lose, isn't the selections. Promise you it isn't. People will tell you it is. It isn't. It is how you manage yourself. And if you manage yourself correctly, you are ahead of most people. And I can absolutely prove that time and time again. So it is down to how you manage yourself. Anyway, have a great weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow morning.